You were holding Daf Chov Vov and Mabez on top, the Shal between Abaya and Rova.
Shum Ben Elazar said Alocha that Kol Yoytzim Min Eitz is Ein Boy Mishum Sholosh Al Sholosh. It doesn't have the Chumra that a beggar that's as small as 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys is not Mekabel Tuma. Only Pishtin. That was Reb Shimon Ben Elazar's Alocha. So Abaya said that Reb Shimon Ben Elazar goes according to the Shita of Tanan Dvar Reb Yishmuel. The Tanan Rebbe Shmuel's Shita was that wherever it says the parasha of Beged in the Torah, it only means Davka at Semro Pishtin. Torah says Begodim by Halachas of Tzitzis, by Halachas of Klayim, by Halachas of Tumas Negoyim, by Tumas Rotzim. So the Tanan Rebbe Shmuel says it says all over Begodim, and it says in one place by Tumas Negoyim, it says Semro Pishtin. So he learns out, I've called Semro Pishtin. Wherever it says Begodim in the Torah, it means Davka shall tzemer or shall pishtim, either made out of wool or else made out of flax. So therefore, Reb Shimon ben Elazar that says that Kol Yoytzim Min Eitz does not have the tumah of Sholosh Al Sholosh, that's because the Chiddush of Sholosh Al Sholosh says by Negoyim, and that's talking about Davka either by wool or by flax. So only by Beged of wool and by flax do we have the Chiddushim that even though the Beged is so small, it's only 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys. Still, it's makabel tumah. But all other begodim don't have that chumrah. Therefore, Reb Shimon Elazar says, eitz, and who other than anything, any other material, doesn't have the chumrah of sholosh al sholosh. That was Abaye's pshat. Rav Omar no. Rav Omar, shloisha al shloisha bishar begodim iki benayu. He wants to say no. Reb Shimon ben Elazar does not hold like Tanan Dvar Reb Yishmuel. Why? Reb Shimon ben Elazar islay. According to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, by shar begodim, not wool and not flax, begodim made out of cotton or made out of canvas, his maskim there's a tumah of shloish al shloisha. That means if the beged is gimel tvochim, by gimel tvochim, then it is makabel tumah. And that's not like Tanan Dvar Reb Yishmuel. According to Tanan Dvar Reb Yishmuel, which beged is makabel tumah? Only a beged made out of either tzemer or pishtim, wool or flax. A beged made out of other material is not called a beged at all. So Rav says, but Reb Shimon ben Elazar doesn't hold like him. Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that all shar begodim have a tumah. When? If they're shloisha al shloisha. They have to be 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. And so when does Reb Shimon ben Elazar say that anything eitz, doesn't have a tumah? That's only the tumah of sholosh al sholosh. If the beged is only 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys, like 3 inches by 3 inches, then his maskim doesn't have the tumah. Only pishtin and semer has that chumrah. That even though it's so small as 3 inches by 3 inches, it's makabel tumah. Mashenkin a beggar that's gimel tfochim, a gimel tfochim, then according to Rav, according to Reb Shimon Elazar, all begodim is makabel tumah. That was Rav's chiddush. Rav Lama, shloish al shloish, if the beggar is 3 tfochim by 3 tfochim, bishar begodim iki banayah, that's the machlokes. To Reb Shimon ben Elazar islay. According to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, even by shar begodim, not only flax and wool, abid the beged is gimel tefachim and gimel tefachim, it's makabel tumah. But the Tanan Dvar Reb Yishmuel, according to Tanan Dvar Reb Yishmuel, leslay. He doesn't hold from that. Because Tanan Dvar Reb Yishmuel holds a beged is only either wool or flax. Any other material is not called a beged, it's not makabel tumah. So the Gemara. The Kula Yalma, according to both Abai and according to Rava, Miyo Sholosh al Sholosh B'tzemra Pishtim Etame B'Negoyim is Minolin. This everybody holds. That in the Pasha of Negoyim, the Torah says, if a Nega comes upon a Begid, the Begid becomes Tummy. The Begid is Tummy if the Nega comes in the Begid. Now, we're saying a Chiddush, how big does the Begid have to be? Even if it's only 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim, still it's Makabel Tumah. So the kashrut is, how do we know this chiddush? How do we know that if the beggar is only 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys, it's makabel tumah? So at the Gemara de Tanya, I'll bring you Raya. The Tanya we learned. Beggar, the postik says, by negoim if you have a beggar, and on this beggar the nega comes into the beggar is tummy. Is ainly yellow beggar. A portion of beggar means a shirt, a pants, a jacket, something you wear, a nice sized beggar. Sholosh al sholosh minayin, how do we know if the beggar is only 3 inches, 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys, and then the nega comes in that beggar, the beggar is tamei, talmud loyma v'ha beggar, an extra posse. It could have just said the word beggar, and it says v'ha beggar. So v'ha beggar is marvi, even though it's only 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys, still it's makabel tumah. Rashi beged emli klaimer. He have a ksiv binagoyim beged of Torah. Would have just said the word beged emli dematama binagoyim ela beged sholim, a full size beged. How do we know that the pasuk says v'ha beged? It's even a small beged that's only gimel ad gimel. For the Gemara of Eimel Rabba Shloisha Shloisha, how do you know such a big Kiddush? If it's only mamish 3 etzboyis, 3 inches by 3 inches, maybe it has to at least be 3 tefachim. A tefach is 4 inches, so it has to be at least 12 inches by 12 inches. As we Eimel, the Pesach Va'begnez L'Rabbois, Shloisha Shloisha, only that size begid. But less than that, maybe it's not even Mekabel Tumah, even though it's wool or flax by Negoyim. So it's more name, Lav Kavu Chaimu. That's a Kavu Chaimu ready. To begin with the size of Shloisha Shloisha, 3 Tvachim, it's Kavu Chaimu. Hash to Shesi V'erev. As the Achidish, the Torah's Marb in the Parshas Negoyim, if you only have the Shesi V'erev, that's like raw material, you started to weave it, you went upwards and you went across it. That's how you start weaving something. You just have the raw material after you wove it upwards and downwards. There's a pasuk that says Shesi Veriz is Mekabel Tumas Erev. Is Mekabel Tumas Negoyim. Is Metame, that's Metame, or Vizoy Shloisha Shloisha Miboy. If the beged is a real beged that's usable, that's 3 Tvachim by 3 Tvachim Avada. So Taisa speaks out, the Svar is, no matter how big Shesi Veriz is, the Torah doesn't say how big it has to be. Maybe Shesi V'erev has to be like a 3 Tvachim. Maybe it has to be a Beged Sholem. Maybe it has to be 50 Tvachim. That's not the point. The point is that a Beged that was only made out of Shesi V'erev has no Chshivas to it. It's just like it's raw material. You're just starting to make it. So if a Torah says that is Mekabel Tumah, or B'zei Pshitam, that a good Beged, that's the size of Shloisha Shloisha Zichem Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, what do we need a plastic for Habegit for? To tell me even the size of 3 inches by 3 inches, 3 etzvois, is also Mekabel Tumah. Shad Gemari Hochib, that's a Kabel Chaimah. Shalosh al Shalosh Nami leis of a Kabel Chaimah. Or if you're learning out the fact that Torah says by Negoyim, a raw material of Shesi Verib, just the length and the cross, if you started to weave it, it's Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, or the Zoi, even 3 by 3 of a regular Beged should also be Mekabel Tumah. Or the Beged, the size of 3 inches by 3 inches, the Svar is, it's worth use for a patch. So if you have a pant that has a hole in the pant, so the Mal, you put a patch there. So since this is a material of 3 by 3, it's Chashuv to use for something, let that be Kabel Chaimah. So the Mori Enechnami, Elo Shloisha al Shloisha. The chaz of bein lashirim bein lanim, it's not stam a svara that 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim of a kabel tumah. You need a svara that it's chazi, it's mamish a good begid. It's roi fashirim. Even rich people don't throw away such a begid. If it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, it's usable for something. Is osi the kabel chayma. Then we can say, since it has a chshivus of a begid with a kabel chayma, I know it's makabel tumah. Mashenke and sholosh al sholosh, if you have a small beggar that's only 3 inches, 3 etzboyis, by 3 etzboyis, is lami in hudach lechazin. Who's going to use such a small patch? Only aniyim. There's an ani that has a hole in his pants, he'll put a patch in the hole. Mashenke, lashirin lechazin, lashirin they hold in the pants, they throw away the pants, they get a new pair of pants. They don't worry about putting in small patches. So Mela, they have no use for a beggar 3 etzboyis by 3 etzboyis. Is liyasa bakal b'chayma. So since in Svara that's not called a beggar at all, I can't learn it out from the Kal B'chaimah. As a Mela, Taima Dixivik Krua. How do we know that a beggar shall Pishtin and a beggar shall Tzemer is Makabo Tumas Negoyim, even though it's only 3 etzboyis by 3 etzboyis? That's because we need a Pasik. And the Pasik says, V'ha Beggar. It doesn't stam say Beggar, but it says, V'ha Beggar, and also the Beggar, it's a Reboy, even though it's only 3 etzboyis by 3 etzboyis. But Eloyas for Kabel Chaimah we know it. No time with the Kasvei Kro, or the Kasvei Kro, like Amrina of Kabel Chaimah. So that's good. That's how we know this. You said according to everybody that by Tzemer and Pishtin, I call upon him as the Gzeras Kosev. V'habeged that it's Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, even though it's only Gimel Agim. For the Umar Nakasha, V'yema L'Rabbi Shloisha Shloisha B'Shar B'Godin. Maybe the Pasuk V'habeged is not only come to tell me for Tzemer and for Pishtim that it says Beferish in this Pasha of Negoyim. Maybe it's come to tell me that a beggar that's three Tvachim by three Tvachim, even Shar Begodin, different material, is Mekabel Tumah. And that's what the Gemara name, Omakro, the Pasuk says Beferish in this Pasha of Tumas Negoyim, beggar Tzemer Pishtim. It says only a beggar made from wool or made from flax. Tzadiyik, beggar Tzemer Pishtim in. Only a beged made from wool and flax, that's what has a Kabbalah's tumas by Negoyim. Of a midachrin eloi, any other material, this is according to the Rabbi Shmuel, has no Kabbalah's tumas. Loi. For the Gemara name, Abaviyema, ki imiyat, when is there this miyat, the begit, semel, pishtim, that only flax and wool is makabotuma, mishalash al shalash? Maybe the miyat is only if the begit is so small. It's only 3 etzboyis, 3 inches by 3 inches, then there's a ribui, that on the pashas of Negoyim, if it's wool and flax, then it's makabel tumah. But maybe shar begodim doesn't have this chiddush. If it's made out of katin or made out of canvas, if it's only gimel a gimel, sholosh al sholosh etzboyis, it's not makabel tumah. Avos shloisha al shloisha. But maybe if you have a begad made out of cotton, that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim mitama. Hey, there's the biggest one we had before. Since Gimel Tfachim by Gimel Tfachim, it's Chazi La'ashirim. Even a rich person could use it. So that's called a Begit. So maybe once it's called a Begit, it has a Tumas Negoyim. Either Torah says Begit Semer or Pishtim. It's Mashma Miyat, only flax and only wool. Maybe that's only the Miyat in the Chiddush, and even though the Begit is so small, as 3 inches by 3 inches, Makabotumo, only wool has that Chiddush. Mashenke, a good sized Begit, of Gimel Tfachim and Gimel Tfachim, maybe even Shar types of begodim is also Makabel Tumah. So the Gemara name, Trei Miyutik Siv, it says 2 times in this Pasha of Tumas Negoyim, that if you have a Begit, and the neck goes on the Begit is Tamei, it says 2 times Begit Tzemer, or Begit Pishtin. It says 2 times in the Pasha extra, Tzemer, wool and flax. Chad Lemute Mishalosh HaSholosh, want to tell you that this Chiddush, that even though the beggar is only 3 inches by 3 inches in Makabel Tumah, that's only by wool and flax and no other material. And there's another beferisher meat. Even though you have a cotton beggar that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, it's almost 12 inches by 12 inches, that's a good beggar that Ashirim use it, still it's not Makabel Tumah Negoyim. Because in the Pasha of Negoyim, the Torah says claw, Dafka beggar Semer or beggar Pishtim. And this is also according to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, that the Torah says, Begodim here, Dafka means Samro Pishtim. Said Rashi, the time of the Kosta Kro, Maskona de Prusha, this is the Maskona, the Milsi, or Benichusa, Kloimar, Hilkach, time of the Kosta Kro, Vehabegit. You need an extra posik Vehabegit, the Rabbinu, to Mabrit. Hilkach, Mitamo. Therefore, if it's made out of wool or flax, it's Mitamin. Holo Rabbinu, Loi Mitamo. But we don't have a riba krua. I would say such a small beggar, gimel, our gimel is not makabel tumah. Now for the Gemara of Yemel, the rabbi, shloisha, shloisha, b'shar, begodim, v'sholosha, sholosh, b'tzemru, pishtim, mitami, mikal, v'choyma. V'hai ribuya, what do we need the ribu for? L'shloisha, shloisha, so l'shar, begodim. Now I should say in Yiddish, the Gemara's kasher is, maybe if it's made out of flax and wool, even though it's only 3 by 3, we know from Makabel Chaim it's Makabel Tumah. What do I need the Rebu for, Vaha Begid? Maybe it's come to tell me if you have a nice sized Begid, that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even Shar materials is also Makabel Tumah. Does that the Gemara? That can't be, because it says 2 times, Tzemer or Pishtim, Davka, flax and wool is Makabel Tumah Negoyim, no other material. Omar Krob Beget Semer, Prat Acha Klal. Right after the Klal, it says a Prat. Lemeima da Filu Godel. Tishaminim Lemetama Benegoyim. No matter how big a regular size beggar, a good size shirt, or if it's made out of, if it's not made out of wool or flax, it has no Tumas Negoyim to it. The more of Eimer Kimis Rashi Shar Begodim Mishola Shal Sholos De Betzemu Pishtim Mosav Kavachaymo Mishesti Derev Al Shola Shal Shloisho Metam Rebuy De Babegit. Is maybe if the Begit is 3 by 3 tefachim, it is Mekabel Tumah. Does something more Nei Nochemol Trei Miyutik Sivi Trei Zimna Ksive Begit Semu Pishtim Zois Teres Nega Tzaras Begit Atzemu Pishtim. It says it 2 times in the Parsha Exera Semu Pishtim to tell me Dafko Wool or Flax is Makabel Tumah Negoyim, and no other material is Makabel Tumah Negoyim. That's Pshat according to the Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara, this is good according to Abaye. That Abaye says, according to Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, according to Shimon ben Elazar, only flax and semer is Makabel Tumah. No other material is. For the Gemara, though, will the Rava, but Rava said no. Rava said that Shimon ben Elazar was the one that started off the memory and said that eight has no Tumah Sholosh HaSholosh. If it's 3 etzboyis by 3 inches, that's not Makabel Tumah, only Tzemer Pishtin. Now Rav has said only for the Chiddush of 3 inches by 3 inches, so we need Tzemer. But once it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, according to Rav, it was Makabel Tumah, even though it's made out of Shar Begodim. So the Gemara, how does Rav know this? So the Gemara, the Rav, Diyama shloisha al shloisha. If the beged is 3 tfachim, 12 inches by 12 inches, then Rava says, b'shar begodim ikibanayu. That Reb Shimon ben Elazar islay. That according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, it is makabel tumas negoyim. And Latona de Reb Yishmael leslay. According to Reb Yishmael, he says the feirish only wool and flax is makabel tumas negoyim. That's pshita. The Shalom Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, the Braisa said that yoytzim in eitz has no tumas shalosh al shalosh. If it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, it has no tumah. The Baye says it's lav davka 3 by 3. Who are they? No matter what size it is, he holds like Rabbi Hills at Tana Rabbi Shmuel. It's only wool and flax. Rava says no. Rabbi Shimon means like he says only for the chiddush of 3 by 3. That you only have by wool. You don't have by shar begodim. Ma'ashenkin, if it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even by shar materials, also you have this tumah. For the Gemara, how do we know such chiddush? How can you mechalik and say 3 by 3 is only wool and flax? Once it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, then even shar begodim is. How do you know this? For the Gemara, l'tanu Rabbi Yishmael lesle shalosh al shloshim b'shar begodim in olay. According to Rava, how do we know that shar begodim a cotton? If the beged is 3 tefachim, 12 inches by 12 inches, it is makabel tumas negoyim. How do you know it? Min olay. And the Gemara nafkim meyoy beged. He has another ribui. The pasuk says oy beged. So drashi meyoy beged dechsiv b'shrotzim. It says in the parsha of shrotzim, another parsha in the Torah. Up until now, we're talking about parshas negoyim. That's of a nega. A spot comes on the beged. The nega is matama the begodim. There's another parsha in the Torah about shrotzim. If a sheretz touches a beged, since the sheretz is nav hatumah, it's matama the beged. The beged becomes a rishon hatumah. So in the parsha of Shrotzim, the Torah says, oy beged. It's an extra ribui. It's rash dechsiv b'shrotzim oy ribuyu. An extra word, oy. It says, may oy beged. It's a mother tanya. Beged. It says in the parsha of Shrotzim, beged. Is ein liyela beged shloisha shloisha. I would think only a beged means if it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. B'shar begodim inayin. How do we know even shar begodim? Talmud loyma oy beged. It says oy beged. So you see what? That beged means it was 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. And stam beged could mean wool and flax. It says the word oy beged that even shar materials also have a tumah. Hezabi is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even shar materials is also makabel tumah by sheretz. So even though this pasuk is only talking about a sheretz, according to Rav, there's no chilik. Once you see in the parsha of Shrotzim, it's makabel tumah, who would then be in the parsha of the goyim also? If you'll have a negi now on your beggar that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, there'll be a tumas negir also. Shrashi, tani like a sinin, oh, you're not going to see it. Vaita, v'yabaya zot gemar, v'abaya, hayoy beged mayovedle, what does abaya do with the word oy beged? According to abaya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds only wool and flax, nothing else is makabel tumah. So what do I need a ribu for my oy beged for? So it's going to be boyelei l'raboy sholosh shal sholosh b'tzemru pishtin d'metame b'shrotzim. So the bay, I think I need an extra ribui that even the pash of shrotzim, where not a nega comes upon the beged, but just a sheret touches the beged, I need a chiddush to say even though the beged is only 3 inches by 3 inches, it's only sholosh shal sholosh at boyes, still it's makabel tumah. As I would think it's not kamashmon on the ris. We'll soon see what the chiddush is. For Rava says no. Goli rachmon agabin negoyim. The Torah already said this chiddush by negoyim. We had a posik v'ha beged to say in the parsha of negoyim where you're holding by wool and flax. That's the ikka beged in the Torah. Even though the beged is only gimel etzboyis, but gimel etzboyis is makabel tumas negoyim. So Rava says once I know that chiddush of tumas negoyim, who adin tumas shrotzim? Who would then now if a sheretz goes and touches this beggar, even though the beggar is only gimelet's voice, but gimelet's voice, it's makabel tumah. Like, what's the difference between Parshas Negoyim and Parshas Shrotzim? So Rabbi said, I don't need the extra pasuk oy beggar in the Parshas Shrotzim to tell me, even though the wool is gimelet's voice. Pshita, once it's makabel tumas Negoyim gimelet's voice, who would then have tumas Shrotzim also? So therefore, Rava says, what does the pasuk say, oy beged for in the parsha of Shrotzim? To tell me that shar begodim, katin, is also makabel tumah. Abi is gimel a 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. So Rava says, Rava goli rachmon agab negoyim. The Torah says, by negoyim, who are in the Shrotzim? The exact same svar applies by Shrotzim. Since it's made out of wool or flax, even though it's only 3 etzboyis, 3 inches by 3 inches, havad it's makabel tumma. So what's makabel tumma by negoyim? Who are din by shrotzen? Therefore, Rava says the extra word oy me oy begid is tumma. Tell me other material. So Rashi goli rachmona bin negoyim. The rabbiya min vabegid, like we had before. The pasuk says vaha begid. That even though it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, makabel tumma negoyim. So Rava, who are din by shrotzen? The chiv on the chtibu begid. Since it says the word begid by shrotzen and by negoyim ki hosam minei yafin v'vinyanav. Just like the begid by the pash of negoyim means even though it's only gimel etzboyis, who are din the word begid by shrotzim also means only begid, it's only gimel gimel. So Rav Abaye says no. For Abaye yikla mifra, Abaye says he can't learn out pashas shrotzim from pashas negoyim. Mal in negoyim sheken shesi v'yerev matamo behem. There's a new chiddush hakro in the pashas of negoyim we had before, that if a neger comes upon a raw material, you just shesi v'yerev, you just put it in the womb, and you started to make a cross, and up in a cross. He just made the raw material, and then a neger goes in that material, it's makabel tumah. In the pashas of shrotzim, you don't have the chiddush. If a sheretz touches such a raw material, it's not makabel tumah. It's in the pashas of shrotzim, the Torah Davka says a begid. A begid means a full cloth, a finished clothing, something you could wear. So therefore, since in the pashas of the shrotzim, you don't need a begid, Zokta Baya can't learn out shrotzim from the goyim. I'll tell you, maybe only by the pashas of the goyim, the Torah says, even though it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, it's makabel tumah. That's because you see, chumri is even shesiv erev is makabel tumah's negoyim. Ma'ashen came for a sheretz. Touching a beggar that only has shesi v'erev is not makabel tumah. So therefore, I was thinking, if the beggar is so small, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, maybe it's not makabel tumah's neshuratzim either. Kamashma an extra postik me'oy beged, you need a new rebu in the pasha of shrotzim, that of a sheretz touches a beggar that's only 3 inches by 3 inches, it's also makabel tumah. That's a bayis svara. So you need an extra postik in the pashas of negoyim, an extra postik in the pashas of shrotzim. But they're all only talking about wool and flax. That's out of ayin. If it's not made out of wool or flax, other material has no kabbalah tumah at all. So the more of a iduch, what does Rav hold? Rav says, no, if you Abaye is right, that there'll be a chilek that negoyim is more chomer, because you see the Torah's matama shesiv erev. So only negoyim has 3 by 3, and not shrotzim. Or v'zoy lichta rachmona gabi shrotzim. Tanit Rav, let the Torah only say the chiddush of oy beged by shrotzim. That if a sheretz touches a beged, a woolen beged, that's even only 3 inches by 3 inches of makabel tumah. For leis negoyim minayu. Or v'zoy, once the Torah said the chiddush by shrotzim, I would know negoyim makabel chaymah. Because negoyim has a mechurmadik adin. Because the Torah says by negoyim a chiddush. If only a neger comes upon the shesi beriv, it's also makabel tumah. So I see negoyim is more chomer than sheretz. So the Torah is just saying the same chiddush from both pashas, Tainit Ravam, that the Torah just say the chiddush in the pasha shrotzim, that even though it's only gimel etzboyis, it's makabel tumah. And the Melai would know negoyim from it. Why is the Torah stated in both pashas? That's Rav's chiddush to tell me that even shar begodim, if it's gimel et tvachim, a gimel tvachim, it's makabel tumah. That's Rav's for it. V'idach, vos hat Abaye, negoyim eshrotzim layasi. Abaye says, no, that's not a good svara. You're true, I can't learn out one from the other. Let's say the chiddush by shrotzim, that's a kal de gedin. So mele kal v'chayim, I would know negoyim is a kamakabu tumah, even though the beggar's only gimel etzboyis or gimel etzboyis. So Abaye, no, there's no svara, layasi. The ikal emirfech, I find other chumris by shrotzim over negoyim. Mal eshrotzim shkei metana b'chadosha. How big does the sheretz, this creature, have to be? If it could only be as small as the size of a chadosh, mamash a lentil, a small bean. If a bug is that small and has a din sheretz on it, it's matamiyu. Mashain came by negoyim. There's a shear kadosh. There's a shear kegris. How big does the neger have to be on the beggar? It has to be a bigger shear. So the Torah would have said this chumra by shrotzim, that if a sheretz touches a beggar gimel 3 inches by 3 inches of makabel tumah, I would not know pashas negoyim, because sheretz has a chumra to it. Sheretz has a chumra, even though the sheretz is so small, the size of a small lentil, it's matama. Mashenkin negoyim doesn't have that. So Drashi, bichadosha the Drashi, unegoyim bein in kegris. Mashenkin negoyim menega goes upon a beggar. How big does this spot have to be in the beggar? It has to be the size of a gris. That's a much bigger shear, the shear of a dime or a nickel. That is the shear, the same shear by need that we have. A kesem, a kigris. Mashenkein Shrotzim, you have even though some of the Shaz of a Chadosh, it's Matama. So thus out Abaye killing out one from the other. So therefore Abaye says both Ribuyin in the Pasha of Shrotzim Oy Begin and the Pasha of Vehabeg and the Pasha of Negoyim have both come to tell me the exact same Kiddush. That even though the Begin is as small as 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys, only 3 inches by 3 inches, still it's Makabel Tumah. But I need the Kiddush in both Pashas. Because the kill are not one from the other. Each one has a chumra to it. Negoyim has the chumra, the Torah says, even a shesiv erev has makabel tumah. And shirotzim has the chumra, that even though a sheretz is only the small size of a lentil, still it's matama, so I kill not one pasha from the other pasha. By the Omar Abaye, so at the Abaye now, high tana of the Rabbi Shmuel, this tana of the Rabbi Shmuel here, it says claw, that whenever the Torah says the word beged, it only means flax or tzemer, or wool, nothing else. Zoktematik, they go fakert, meidav ton of the Rebbe Shmuel, from another learning that was learned in the Beis Medrash of the Rebbe Shmuel. If Shat was, there were two Tamidim there, and one learned from the Rebbe Yazoi, and one learned from the Rebbe Yazoi. But the two Tanoim came out of ton of the Rebbe Shmuel, spiritic halachas. What's this halacha? The Tani the Rebbe Shmuel, the Tanoim set over from the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Shmuel. Begit, the Torah says in the Parsha of Begit, is only yellow beget semu pishtim. Poshet, what does the clothing mean? If it's made out of wool or made out of flax. Minayin l'raboy sema gemalim. How do I know if you have wool made out of camels? It's camels here. But semer anovim. Or else anovim is a rabbit. Rabbit here. Or else noitze shalizim. The hair comes out of goats. Goats here. The ashiroyim is type of silk. The aklach, the asrikim, also different type of silks we had before. How do you know all these begad, the materials, have a shame beged to it? Talmud loyma oy beged. The Torah says in the word, pashtos ashrotzim oy beged. That's how Torah Rebbe Shmuel klo. You don't badafka have to have a material made from wool or flax. No, oy beged is a ribu. All different types of materials also have a shame beged. But does like the Baye, this Torah Rebbe Shmuel is zich espiro to the Torah Rebbe Shmuel before. Before Torah Rebbe Shmuel said by Negoyim, beged means dafka, wool or flax, nothing else. And this Torah Rebbe Shmuel holds clear, no. Beged means any type of material is called a beged. Trashi mafik midah, klaimer. Moitzihu misvaris idach tana. He goes fakert from the other tana. The polagalei, the ashkechon demarbe shar begod mutumish rotzim. Is this Tana of Rabbi Shmuel holds that for Tumah Shrotzim, all type of the godim is makabel tumah from a sheretz. If a sheretz touches it, it's matamrit. Shel izim zatrashi kara noitza. Why is it called noitza? Why is the hair of izim of goats called noitza? Al shame goizim noitza ela mortim. You don't shear it off like you do wool. Wool you shear off. As you can hear, you pull it out. You murder it. You pull out the whole hair. That's what's called noitza. Noitza using me like feathers. His feathers of a bird, you pull out the whole feather. As who had in the Ezim by goats, the method was pulling out the whole hair. That's why it's called Leitze Shalizim. Yes. Rabbi Amar, good, so that's what Abaye says, because the Spiro in Torah of Rabbi Yishmael. When the Torah says Beged, what does Beged mean? Agav, this is the Machlekes also, La Shala Locha, which one of these two we hold like? Now, if you mean it to us, is a beged of tzitzis. You're supposed to wear tzitzis. It depends what does beged mean. Like the first time, the Rabbi Shmuel, you only have a chiyah midiraisa to put on tzitzis, a beged made out of wool, if it's, or else flax. But if it's made out of cotton, then there's no chiyah midiraisa to wear tzitzis. It's only midirabonah the chiyah to wear tzitzis. And we look at the second time, the Rabbi Shmuel, even cotton is also nichla b'chal the word beged. So if you wear a beged made out of cotton, you'll also be mekayim the mitzvah midiraisa. This is a shayla psak, how we pass him. The mishbruah's mashmud is a chshivis of wearing a woolen beged for tzitzis. Because wool yizichim a kind of mitzvah deraisa. It was only made out of cotton, it's a shayla, but it's a mitzvah deraisa not. In Bnei Brak, the minig ha-gror is that they wear cotton begodim. They wear cotton tzitzis. So you do with the gror himself, where his tzitzis were made out of cotton. It's like a shayla why he did it. Different shot than what he did. Some learn because the Sivaitis, he paskins, like the man the Yoma, that even Shar Begodim is also Mechuyi Midirais and Tzitzis. Therefore, cotton is also Mechuyi Midirais and Tzitzis. Some say not. Some Achrenim say the Pshaf from the Gerua was that the Gerua whole day used to wear a Talas Godel. So his Talas Godel was Zichim made out of wool. So he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Dirais by Talas Godel. He also wanted to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Midirabonin. So if he wouldn't wear a hat of a talis cotton, also made out of wool, it also would have been a mitzvah deraita. So Bedavka wore a talis cotton made out of cotton, because they had to make kind of mitzvah of the Rabbanim. That's what some say Pshat in the Gemara. But it's told in these two mandiyavim here that what's mechuyev in deraita, what's called the begging in deraita. So Shaila, how are we passing? Right, Rav Omar, Rav says no. Kiles le lahak tonan the Rabbi Shmuel b'shar begodim sholosh al sholosh. When does the first son of Rabbi Shmuel hold that shar begodim don't have a shame begid? That's only weird sholosh al sholosh. Marshenkein shloish al shloisho. But if the begid made out of cotton is three tvochim by three tvochim islay. That's what Rav wants to miyashiv now. Rav wants to say there's no stigma tonan the Rabbi Shmuel the most emes. If the begid is only 3 inches by 3 inches.